So we're going to nominate Cooper for a genius award because she knows nothing about cars.
Nothing. I mean, they have tires. How'd I do?
Do you know where to put the gas in?
In the car.
You know where?
In the gas tank.
Okay. What kind of gas would you get for your car?
The kind at a gas station?
Okay. Does a car take water?
No, it takes gas.
Do you put water in a car?
I think you put whatever in the, what are the things that go back and forth that clean your windshield?
The windshield wipers.
Windshield wipers. Yeah. Isn't there like a windshield wiper fluid? Do you put water in that?
You can, yeah. But there's like another place.
Soap and water? What do you do?
Soap, yeah, that's exactly what you do. Okay. You put windshield wiper fluid. You can get that and put it in.
Is that like Dawn detergent?
No, it's a special blue stuff that you put in there. It's good for people that live in New York like you where it doesn't freeze. Because the problem is if you put water into your water thingy, it's going to freeze when it gets cold.
Oh, so it's more like Windex.
It's kind of like Windex.
Okay, got it.
Pretty much. But you also put water in your radiator.
But then it'll freeze.
But that's why you put antifreeze with the water in your radiator.
Holy crap, you just blew my mind. That's what antifreeze is?
That's what antifreeze is. So the water doesn't freeze in your engine and freeze up your car.
Oh my God, today I learned, TIL, as we would say on Reddit, TIL, that antifreeze is literally so that the water in your radiator doesn't freeze. Oh my God, you just blew my mind.
Yeah, and the water from the radiator actually goes through your engine. So if that all freezes, you got a bad day.
So that's why you put antifreeze, so it doesn't freeze. What?
Yeah, and you make sure your animals don't drink it because they can get really sick.
Right.
And that's why it's bright green, so you don't really drink it.
This is why I can never get a car. There's just way too much to know.
So
I can't know all this. This is a lot. My brain hurts just hearing this conversation.
So we're going to nominate you for a genius award because you know nothing about cars.
All right. So nominate yourself for a genius award. What was something that you did that you were like, you know what? I'm stupid. All right, Hal, why do you get a genius award?
Because all week long, I was like, why is my engine knocking?
Mm-hmm.
And then I called my mechanic buddy to come over and take a look at it. And he goes, it's probably because you have no oil in your engine. I was like,
I wouldn't know to do that. That
makes sense. And it was like kicking, going up hills and everything. And I was like, what's going on with this thing? Transmission going out? No, said no oil.
Yeah, see, you have to put oil in a car too, Cooper.
Yeah, see, this is a lot. System, it's a lot to know. Thank you very much, Hal. I appreciate that. Justin, how old were you when you got your first Genius Award?
I was younger. I think I was maybe about 17, possibly 18. And I went to a Red Robin. I filled out an application to work there, and then I dined and dashed and was surprised when they came to my house asking about it.
Did you get the job?
I did not.
Adam, why do you deserve a Genius Award?
So I'm a delivery driver, and we have to wear masks at every stop now. Well, I handed my phone to go have the customer sign, and there was a piece of like lint or something on it. And I went to go blow it off my phone, forgetting I had a mask on right in front of the customer. It was an awkward 10 seconds of me just looking at my phone, realizing what I did, and her just like halfway having her hand out like, he just did that.
Another delivery driver, John.
Oh, I'm a over-the-road deliverer of goods and services. Anyway, my pump went bad on my fuel cell that's in the back of my tank, so I have a hose. I went to siphon, and I drank a good chug of it. Oh, man, up the nose and everything. Trucker was sitting next to me laughing his ass off because I'm just a four-wheel drive unit.